Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2016 second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I'd like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fábio Tallar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luiz Cassiano will comment on the company's 2016 second quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in the 2016 second quarter earnings conference call of Indústrias Rumo. We reported our quarterly results with good news, but we still have some many challenges due to the continuing depressed demand for machines in the domestic market. This quarter, we noted an improvement in the Industrial Entrepreneur Confidence Index and some other sectors indicators. However, the domestic demand for capital goods is still quite depressed. We can corroborate it by analyzing Rumo Machines business unit, where despite our gross margin by product line stay very solid, the lower volume of sales was not enough to dilute the fixed expenses, resulting in some losses this quarter. In this same business unit, we could note an increase in order entry as a result of more exports. We have been showing a consistent growth in international sales in recent years, in line with our strategy to consolidate our brand abroad. Nevertheless, now we should face more pressure in our exports margins due to the recent appreciation of the Brazilian currency. In relation to our two other business units, we have good news. In the rough and machined casting iron parts business unit, we are consistently improving our margins and increasing revenue quarter by quarter, mainly due to the heavy casting market. At Burkhard & Weber in Germany, we conclude during the second quarter important projects, mostly in China and Qatar, which increases the order book for deliveries mainly in 2017. Anyway, even in a challenging environment for the domestic manufacturing sector, and now with some new challenges with a more appreciated domestic currency, we are confident we made the right choices, and we remain prepared to capture all opportunities. I would now like to transfer to Fábio, who will detail our earnings for the second quarter.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for attending to this second quarter web conference of Indústrias Rumo. I would like to turn to the chart number three, the highlights. The first highlight was the increase in order entry in the second quarter 2016 compared to second quarter 2015 of about 75%. It was mainly due to the relevant order entries of our German subsidiary BW. The two main orders came from the Mid East and China, as I already mentioned. What's also important to note is that the casting business is still presenting a growth in terms of order entry. The roaming machines business order entry also grew, but here is important to notice that for the domestic market, the order entry of roaming machines, it's pretty flat, and the growth came from the exports. Net revenues increased by 26.1% in the second quarter, mainly due to the casting business and German subsidiary BW revenues. The increase in the net revenues and the slightly better gross margins, together with the reduction on the operating expenses, resulted in the second quarter this year in a positive EBITDA of R$5.7 million. The casting business unit continues to show an important positive development of its volume and margins, especially in its heavy casting parts. In the second quarter of 2016, casting's EBITDA amounted to R$6.8 million. The net debt by the end of the second quarter amounted to R$66.8 million, representing a reduction of 7.3% in 2016, although we allocated R$5.7 million in a shares buyback program in the same period. We continue to take all the opportunities of cash generation, like second-hand machines, and as a result of the financial position of the company in the second quarter is solid and the debt well-balanced. Moving to the chart number four, here we see the macro economic indexes. We see the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross fixed capital formation, which is more correlated with investment and with ROM as well. So what we see is the gross fixed capital formation index for the first quarter 2016, which is the most recent available index compared to the first quarter 2015, still showing a decrease of 17.5% as a result of the political and economic situation. And such situation affects the investment levels, reflecting on the new orders level for rolling machines in the domestic market. The chart number five, capacity utilization was slightly better in June, however, it's still in a low level. And the first index showing a positive development was the confidence index of the last 2 months, which increased from 36.5 to 45.7 points. Although such index has shown an important increase, Rumi still does not see a real impact on its machinery order entry in the domestic market. The chart number six, in terms of the demanding sectors for rolling machines, we still do not see any specific sector that is consistently recovering. And the job shops, which are our largest main customer base, still do not show that they're willing to make new investments shortly. In terms of BW machines, it's usually have as customers capital goods manufacturers and large engine producers, and it's more concentrated in a few industrial sectors, as we can see here in the first half of 2016, where the machines and equipment represented about 74% of its revenues, and engine systems 26%. In the casting business, heavy casting parts, represented mainly by the wind power components, accounted for 71% of the first half 2016 revenues, showing a good perspective of such sector in Brazil. On the other hand, trucks and agriculture sectors are in a low level, reflecting the relevant drop in production of such segments in 2016. The chart number 7, because of the lower orders from for roaming machines in Brazil, such business unit dropped its participation in the consolidated revenues from 66% to 47% in the first quarter, in the first half of 2016. On the other hand, the casting business accounted for 33% in 2016, followed by BW that also grew its participation from 11 to 20%. The chart number 8, domestic participation in consolidated revenues the first half 2016 compared to the same period 2015 dropped from 74 to 65%, mainly due to the lower volume of roaming machines in the domestic market. Europe continues to be our main market abroad, followed by Asia, these mainly represented by revenues of our German subsidiary BW, which normally has about 30% of its sales to China. The chart number 9, the order entry in the second quarter 2016 increased about 75% compared to the same period 2015. The increase of 17% in the roaming machines was due to the higher orders from the external market, as the domestic market is pretty stable in the same comparison. BW machines showed a huge increase, mainly due to the closing of two orders from Middle East and China. Important to notice that the delivery time of the of a project at BW is about 1 year. Consequently, the major part of the two main orders just mentioned will be delivered and the revenue recognized in 2017. The casting business order entry this quarter grew 5.2% compared to the second quarter 2015. But the main aspect here is the consistency of the orders level. The orders level in the last quarters, showing that such business unit should keep improving its performance. In terms of order backlog, mainly due to the BW relevant orders, it grew 34.5% compared to the backlog by the end of the first quarter 2016. The chart number 10, the cost structure remained quite similar the first half of 2016 compared to the same period 2015, although production of roaming machines dropped over 50%. It's possible due to the several measures taken focused on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible in order to quickly respond to a volatile demand. The chart number 11, in terms of profitability, gross margin the second quarter 2016 increased compared to the same period of 2015, mainly due to the performance improvement of the casting business. EBIT margin in the second quarter 2016 was negative in 2%, but showing an improvement compared to the second quarter of 2015, which was negative in 14.9%. And also, such improvement reflects the improvement of the casting business and the reduction on operating expenses. The chart number 12, EBIT was positive in this second quarter in the amount of 5.7 million reais, showing an important increase compared to the second quarter 2015, which present negative EBITDA of 9 million reais. Chart number 13, gross margin in the roaming machines in the first half 2016 was slightly lower than the first half of 2015, even though revenues decreased by 16%, mainly machines for the domestic market, which normally have a higher profitability. The reduction of the operational expenses in 2016 allowed us to have similar EBITDA margin this year compared to the first half 2015, despite the decrease of 16% in revenues. PW Machines' gross margin increased this year, mainly due to the higher revenues in the first half of 2016. Although PW this year has most of its machine delivered in the scheduled to be delivered in the second half of the year, its concentration is a little bit lower when compared to the 2015, which explained the increase in the net revenues this year. And this is important to understand that this does not mean that PW will grow revenues in 2016 compared to 2015. It's more a matter of revenue distribution among the quarters. The casting business is continuing to show an important increase in the gross and EBITDA margins. Revenues increased by 67% in 2016, driven by heavy casting parts, mainly for the wind power segment. In terms of EBITDA margin, this increased 13.1 percentage points in 2016 compared to first half of 2015. In terms of net debt or financial position, by the end of the second quarter, cash amounted to R$143 million. Gross debt was R$210 million, net debt of R$66.8 million. In the first half, we see a reduction of 7.3% in the net debt. The short due dates for the next for the second half this year is $24.4 million, and for the next 12 months is about R$45 million, showing that the financial position of the company is quite solid and we are taking all the opportunities to generate cash. The chart number 15, this is the share performance compared to Ibovespa index. As we know, Romy, it's much more linked to investments, which is mean that it's more sensitive to macroeconomic conditions, and due to the high level of uncertainties in the domestic market, which we are most exposed, our share performance it's below the Ibovespa index. Well, we finished the second quarter earnings result conference. I'd like to thank you for your participation and now move to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. I'd like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Excuse me, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, to participating in the second quarter earnings release and conference call of Industrias Home. We see you in the next quarter.
That does conclude the Home's quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.